stand in need of your prayers today. I want to share with you a scripture reading found in the 20th chapter of Revelation. If you have your Bibles and want to read along, please turn there with me to Revelation chapter 20. And I would like to begin reading with the 11th verse. Revelation chapter 20, beginning with verse 11. And I would like to ask all of those that are here today that know the Lord in a pardon of sin, I would like to ask you today, as I try to bring the message that the Lord has placed upon my heart, I'd like to ask you to pray for those who are here today that don't know the Lord. Pray for those who are lost and without the Lord. Revelation chapter 20, beginning with verse 11, tells us about a great day that is going to come. And I want you to know that God's word is truth, and this day that is spoken of is going to come. This is going to one day be a reality. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now, I want you to listen to this last verse, to the 15th verse. It says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And that's reading from Revelation chapter 20. Verses 11 through 15, the end of that chapter. And, you know, there was much said today in the latter part of our Sunday school lesson upstairs here this morning. Brother Mike was teaching from the book of Job. And there was much said in the latter part of the class about the judgment and about judging. And I want to speak about that today. I want to speak about God's judgment. And I want to say this to anybody here today that's lost and without the Lord. You know, today, as I bring before you the Word of God, today as I share with you the things that the Lord has placed upon my heart, you're going to be able to make choices, because God will give you that privilege. God will allow you to do that. He will allow you to choose. And, you know, you can choose today, and I certainly don't advise that you do this, but you can choose today to listen to the word of the Lord, or you can choose to turn a deaf ear to the word of the Lord. And there have been many people throughout time that have done that, that have turned a deaf ear to the Lord. You may remember reading about in the 7th chapter of Acts when Stephen was sharing the word of God with the people. The Bible says that they even stopped their ears. And so there have been many that have chosen not to listen to the word of the Lord. And you know, a little bit later on, perhaps may even give an invitation, and you can choose to come and to seek the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, which is what you should do and what you need to do. Or you can choose to push him away and reject him. But I want to share with you some things that you have no choice in. And that is that you have no choice when it comes to one day standing before your Maker. You have no choice but to stand one day before the judge. And, you know, God is the judge. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17, in verse 31, the Apostle Paul made this statement. It was included in the sermon that he preached in Athens, that he preached at Mars Hill. And he said that God has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he have given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Now, God has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by Jesus Christ. And there's something else that the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9 in verse 27. It says that it is appointed unto men once to die. And God is not going to give you a choice in that. The day of judgment is appointed. The Bible says that it's appointed unto men once to die. And it goes on and says, but after this, the judgment. Now, I want to speak about for a moment here, you know, because the Bible also in various places mentions the judgments in plural, the judgments of God. And certainly, we have many examples throughout the scriptures where God judged certain situations, where God passed judgment upon people in certain situations. I believe that we would all agree today that the flood was a judgment from God upon sin. The Lord looked down from heaven and saw how sinful that man had become, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and he passed judgment upon them for that. And he determined that he would send a flood of waters upon the earth and destroy the man that he had created from the face of the earth. What happened to the city of Sodom was a judgment from God because of their sin. Because of the wickedness of their ways, God sent judgment upon them, and he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire from heaven. And, you know, I believe today, and I've made this statement before, and I believed it then, and I believe it now. I believe that we see judgments from God still today. That there are things that God judges because of the things that people choose and because of the way, the wickedness by which they live, that there are judgments that come upon people from God. But God is the judge, as I said, and there is what the Bible tells us is going to come one day, and that is the great day of God's judgment. He has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. And what he will do in that day is the Bible tells us in the 25th chapter of Matthew that the Lord is going to come back and he's going to gather all nations before him. And, you know, there are people today, there are many people in the world today, and of course there have been many people that have lived in times past that have believed that they could do whatever they chose to do and that they did not have to answer to anybody for their choices. And you know what? That has never been true. That has never been true. That was not true in the past, and that's not true today. And we see oftentimes how that people do such wicked things. And we see oftentimes how that people are even so wicked towards other people, so wicked towards them as to take their life even for no good reason. And, you know, people do such horrid things, it seems. But listen, you know, and there may be people, and there I'm sure there have been people, and there may yet be people that will do things in this world, and they may get by with it for as long as they live here. They may never get caught. They may never be sentenced. They may never have to serve time for their crime. But I'm telling you, the all-seeing eye of God is watching, and he knows all things. And there's coming a day when all unrighteousness will be brought before him, and God will judge. And we know that he is the judge, and we know some things about his judgments because of what the scriptures tell us. The Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, when the Apostle Paul was about to be martyred and he realized that his time on earth was almost finished, he wrote an epistle to Timothy, to a young preacher Timothy, and he said, "I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me, and not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." He spoke of the Lord as the righteous judge. Now, there are judges among men that are unrighteous in their judgments. There are judgments among men, I'm afraid, oftentimes, that pass judgment upon certain situations and perhaps even know in themselves that their judgment is not right, but they're doing it because that's what they want to do. But listen, the Lord is the righteous judge, and all of his judgments will be done according to righteousness and according to truth. There won't be anything that God will ever judge and judge wrongfully. If we look in Revelation chapter 16 in the 7th verse, we read throughout the 16th chapter of Revelation about the angels of God pouring out the 7 vials of God's wrath upon the earth. And the Bible tells us this in the 7th verse of Revelation 16 and 7. It says, "And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." God never makes a mistake. Never. He's perfect in all that he does. And his judgment, when all nations are gathered before him one day, his judgment will be perfect. And it will be according to righteousness, and it will be according to truth. And I want you to understand something here today, and this is the point that I really want to make today as much as anything. I want you to understand something here today, if you're lost and separated from God, that you are going to stand before the Lord and you're going to answer for you. You're going to answer for yourself. You know, we have some common ground here. We have something here that's true for all of us. And that is that one day we will stand before the Lord and we will give an account for ourselves. That's what the Scriptures teach us plainly. And there's nothing hard to understand about it. If you look in the 14th chapter of the Roman letter, I want to share verses 10 through 12 from Romans chapter 14, that where Paul gave us some very simple and very easily to be understood teachings concerning the judgment of God. Revelations chapter 14, beginning with verse 10, it says, "But why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." Now, listen, to me, all means all. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. He goes on and says, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Now, as Brother Wheat spoke this morning in the Sunday school lesson about Job's friends, sometimes we have the tendency to want to become the judge. Sometimes we have a tendency to not listen to what the Lord said about judging one another. But listen, God will work it all out. God is the judge, and He will take care of all of that. And I want you to know this, that you must stand before the Lord. That's exactly what Paul told us here. When we stand before God in His righteous judgment, Paul said, we will give an account of ourselves to God. I know that, listen, oftentimes, even among those who are separated from God, those who are not saved, there are all kinds of excuses that people make. They may say, well, you know, I intend to be saved, but there's just some things that I want to do first. There's some things I want to do in life before I, make any attempt to become a Christian. Some may say, well, you know, the church where I go, I saw somebody there that's a saved, that's a member of the church, and they did something that really wasn't right. There are people that make all sorts of excuses, and God help us as His people that we would never do anything to cast a stumbling block before anybody. But let me say this to you that are lost: the fact remains that you are going to give an account to the Lord regardless of anything. You know what the Lord will say to those, if there's anybody that stands before the Lord in the day of God's great white throne judgment and says, you know, listen, God, I was intending to seek you someday. I was intending to seek after you someday and become a Christian after I had finished some things that I wanted to do in life. Or if there's anybody that ever stands before God and says, Lord, I saw somebody else doing something and I just, didn't think that was right. You know what God's going to say to everybody that offers Him any kind of excuse when they stand before Him? He's going to say, depart from me into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's the Word of God, and that'll preach. That's the truth. The Bible tells us in the 25th chapter of Matthew, listen to me, lost friend. The Bible says that Jesus is coming someday, And he's going to gather all nations of people before him. And he's going to divide them as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. And he's going to say unto those of his sheep, those on the right hand, and you know what? There's not going to be any among them that were perfect in everything that they did in their life, but they made good by the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you, that's the only thing that's going to cover your sin. They made good by the blood of Jesus. And he's going to say unto those on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And he's going to say unto those on the left, the goats, those who are not his people, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And that's it. You know, I want to go back to what we find in the 9th chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, you know what that tells me? That tells me that when death comes, that your condition is finalized. Your condition is whatever the state of your soul is when death comes, is the state it will be for all of eternity. It is appointed unto us once to die. And when that comes, after that, the judgment, your soul, the state of your soul, your spiritual state will be fixed upon death. Listen, there is no limbo. There is no purgatory. There is no place in between. There's a heaven and there's a hell. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. There's a judgment coming when we're going to stand before the Lord one day. And heaven help, you know, listen, those who stand before God without a covering for their sins will have to depart from the face of a holy God. Believe it? I hope you believe it. Because it's going to come to pass. John saw it in the revelation. God showed it to him. The day of the great white throne judgment of God. And all people gathered before him. And there's a lake of fire. There's a lake that burns with unquenchable fire. A place of eternal torment. And he said that everybody, whosoever, was not written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. Whosoever. You know, God made a whosoever will, plan of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But the Bible also tells us that whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And you know what? When God has his day, and he will have his day. When he has his day. The Apostle Paul spoke about it in 2 Corinthians, in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, in the 10th verse, and again, he made it very, very plain. There's no way to deny it unless you just want to. He said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, when we stand before the Lord in the day of God's judgment, there won't be anybody that will be accepted of him because of their own goodness. Nobody. Not one person. Not one person will he look at and say, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world because you were such a good person." I'll tell you what, we're all sinners. We're all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the only thing that the only thing that God is going to look at is the blood of his Son. That's our only covering. It's just like it was in the days of Egypt when God was going to bring that final plague upon Egypt, that final judgment upon the Egyptians, the death of the firstborn, and he told his people, he told the Israelites, "You kill the lamb and you put the blood upon the doorpost, and when death comes through and I see the blood, I'll pass over you." Well, the Bible tells us that Christ is our Passover. And the blood of Christ is the only thing that will cover us when we stand before the Lord one day in his righteous judgment. Listen, you're going to have to face him. You don't have a choice in this. There is no choice. You're going to have to face your Creator. You're going to have to face God. We're all going to do it. We're all going to do it. We're all going to answer. We're all going to give an account to him. Brother Copas, and we're without choice, aren't we? We have no choice. It's inevitable, and it will take place. There's already been people throughout the years that have met their appointment with death, and after death came that judgment upon their soul. They were lost. They've already gone to the place of torment, and there's nothing that can be done about it now. Their eternal state is fixed. But friend, today you have an opportunity. You have the opportunity before you to seek the Lord and escape his wrath and escape eternal damnation, escape eternal hell. You have that opportunity today. What a blessing that God has given you today to still have the opportunity to seek him for the salvation of your soul. But listen, don't deceive yourself. Don't let anybody else deceive you about this. You will answer to God. We will all stand before God. How much plainer could it be? How much simpler could Paul have stated that? We must all give account. Every man must give account of himself unto God. There are things in life that people can help us with. You know, there are things along the way that we do help one another with things. But let me tell you something. When it comes to your soul, you're an individual before God. And there's nobody that can change that. There's nobody that can save you but the Lord, and there's nobody that can repent of your sins except for you. There's nobody that can meet God's conditions except for you. It's upon you. It was upon me. It was upon every one of us that have been saved. We were responsible to go to God and to seek Him. And you stand responsible before Holy God today. I want us to have a song. I hope and pray that you will believe this, that salvation is only between you and the Lord. And it's Him. It's Him that you will give account to while we stand and sing.
Number 380. Number 380.
Won't you come to the Lord? Come to Him for the salvation of your soul.
There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let me tell you this. If you've not been saved, then you're not ready. You're not ready. You're not ready to face the Lord. You're not ready to die if you've not been saved by God's grace.
There's a bright day coming, a bright day coming. There's a bright day coming by and by. But its brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming. There's a sad day coming by and by, when the sinner shall hear his doom depart. I know ye not. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are